Call today.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll free number is 1-800-259-9231. Bring up anything. Again, that's 800-259-9231 as we kick off the first hour of the Tuesday edition. It's Ian here with
and Mark.
And as always, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com where everything is totally free. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. Starting things out here tonight with a man named Scott. Also, I guess he goes by UT Now on the his website. Which is utnow.com. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, doing very well. Now, I guess what you are is a video blogger. Is that how you would describe yourself, Scott?
It is the ultimate in reality. I hesitate to call it television because it's online, but that's what I would call myself, as a internet blogger. It's just a blast.
I came across you because one of our listeners sent me a link to your YouTube page, which is where you publish your videos at youtube.com. If you search for UT Now, that's the letter U, letter T, the word now, all one word, UT Now, you'll find pretty much all of your videos there. And you cover a variety of different topics, everything from the war on drugs to MySpace. I mean, you're pretty much all over the map. What inspired you to start doing this?
That is such a hard question. You have all these opinions, and you have all these ideas, and you watch television, and you just can't talk back to it. And that is something that is so incredibly just empowering about YouTube, is that everyone who's out there has a chance to reply to the talking heads that are talking and expressing their opinions. So you come across something you agree with, you disagree, you can talk back, and that's really what got me into YouTube, is just the community of it, and that's something you just don't have with traditional media, television,
now,
most radio.
YouTube is something that has been briefly mentioned on the show in the past, but as I understand it, and I've used it enough, YouTube.com is a website that allows pretty much anybody to upload virtually anything. I mean, as long as it's not a copyrighted work that they're making money off of, even though I've seen plenty of copyrighted works uploaded, or at least clips of them, to YouTube, you can upload whatever sort of video footage that you want to this, and then you use their bandwidth and you use their website to serve it out to people. That way you don't have to pay oodles of dollars for hosting video, because when you're hosting video files, it's fairly expensive as far as if you've got something that's popular. And so they've got all these different videos of all different types on their website. You can search through them all. I think it's just a great service, but you found that it's a way to reach out and spread your message, at least your opinions and your thoughts, to an audience that you otherwise would never have been able to reach. When you first put your first video online, how long ago was it? Were you expecting the response that you got, and how quick did you get a response?
About 3 months ago, no, I wasn't, and we've got about 15 minutes.
Really?
It started in about May, and I really didn't expect anything. There's a lot of bloggers out there. There are, other people who are putting their messages out there, and for whatever the reason, and you could ask me, until you're blue in the face, I really don't know. I've had people ask me. I have no idea why these particular videos just struck a chord with so many people the way that they did, but it's just been an incredible response. Within about 15 minutes to a half an hour, I had, 50 comments on my first video and 100 subscribers, which then became 1,000, which is on the verge of breaking 2,000 now. It's
wow.
Just,
that's pretty
just
impressive.
Blew up in front of me.
That's pretty impressive for 3 months. And you're essentially putting up one video per, about a week or every week or two, or how frequent?
Right now, they come out on about Thursday night. It turns into an all-nighter project for me. So, Friday morning, they get released. Central Standard.
I was looking at your stuff, and it looks, obviously you're doing it at your home, but the video's crisp. How much do you have in video equipment that you're doing this little blog of yours with?
Right. I'll be honest. My family engages in, I hesitate to call it a production company. We do school plays, and we do a lot of church productions and small-time, video production projects.
Sure.
And so we have a bit of equipment in the house. All the editing is happening on just a PowerBook. It's stock equipment with iMovie and just very simple software.
Right.
The camera is pretty good, but, obviously we have that already. My first couple of videos were made with just a video camera.
Still, though, I mean, DV cameras are very affordable these days. I mean, they were more expensive 5 or 6 years ago. Nowadays, you can have them in what? I mean, there's a $300 range for those things, isn't there? It's been a while since I've shopped for them.
You can get a video camera for about $300 or $400, but I'll be honest with you, you can get really good video quality out of the modern webcams that are coming out.
Really?
I guess Quick, which is Logitech, is the big name right now. You can get an extremely nice camera from Logitech for, you know, under $100.
Even if what you're looking, I mean, if you're looking at jumping into this and you want to get yourself a little bit of, I mean, some nice equipment, you can still get set up with a DV cam, digital video cam. You can get set up with a laptop or a desktop machine to do the editing for under $2,000 for the whole deal. I mean, and you're talking about equipment that would have been $20,000, $200,000 just 15 years ago. So it's so within anybody's reach today.
Well, most people that are listening to this show have the computer already.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
I mean, you know, the majority of that investment that you're talking about, if he's saying $100 for the Logitech video webcam, then, you know, then it's a program that hopefully you paid for, and that's about it.
Now, of course, the more people getting into this, the more content there's going to be out there. Do you have competitors, Scott? Are there other people out there that are kind of doing the same thing that you are, or are you doing something that's so unique to where nobody else is even telling you that there's anyone else out there like you?
Right when it started, right when I got, you know, back in May, it was honestly completely out there. There were a few individuals who would spontaneously just get on and put out something about, I don't know, net neutrality or one of those topics, and you'd run across them, but generally there was nobody out there who was putting something on a regular basis on the site, and I think that probably had something to do with the instant reaction to it.
You know, I have to say that's such an important factor. We do a radio show first and foremost, but when we finish the show, I cut it up and put it online as a podcast, which is, you know, an audio version essentially of what you're doing. And there are so many different podcasts out there. There's over 25,000 podcasts, I think, at this point. But the question is, how long will they go for, and how often do they actually put out new content? If you put out content once a month, you really don't even exist. If you put out content once a week, then at least you're consistent. And if you keep doing it, over time, that audience is going to build because they're going to tell other people that, hey, you know, this guy's doing something good. Listen to his podcast or watch his video feed. And I got to say, being consistent and getting content out on a regular basis is really just the most important thing.
It really is huge. It's really funny. About every week, I guess about Wednesday afternoon, Thursday, I start getting the flood of emails from the people who have been subscribing. And, you know, where's the video? Where is it coming out? When? What are you going to talk about? What are we going to see? And they really do come back, and I've just been thrilled with that because it's no fun to do something if no one's listening. You
absolutely.
Know?
So are you flooded with offers from Hollywood and chicks just throwing themselves at you?
I have not been flooded with offers. I'm waiting on you, Carson Daly. No. I have had a couple of interviews with a couple of newspapers. I've got something coming out in the Wall Street Journal. I guess Wednesday is the time the article's supposed to go out. Did an interview with the Houston Chronicle a few months back. It's just been interesting. I don't know. I'm just taking it as it comes.
Right on. Now, again, we're talking to Scott from utnow.com, and I hesitate. Now, the only reason I hesitate to promote your website is because when you go to utnow.com, it only really shows you one video. Is there another way on your site to actually access your older videos?
On my site, utnow.com, I only show the last video, but only because I haven't had a chance to, you know, put in that functionality yet.
I see. So what
if
people
go to utnow. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, so then people really should just go to YouTube and search for UT Now to find out what you've been up to. Now, when I was watching some of your content, I got the impression that you were a pretty liberty-minded dude. I don't know how you qualify yourself politically. How would you describe your set of political beliefs?
That is such a difficult question. No, I call myself a conservative who has a really hard time living in a Republican household.
That's interesting. I want you to get more into that. Hang on, okay? We're going to bring you back. It's Scott from UTNow.com. Interesting. It's just another example of somebody doing doing something that wouldn't have been possible even 5 or 6 years ago, a video blog, getting out content to people on a regular basis like we do here, except in the video realm. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photos, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Taking you to nonpartisan places you've never been to and leaving you there.
Do you think the country would be better off without the two parties? I mean, if we just got rid of that little D and that little R next to the legislators' names, would the sky fall? I can see almost no downsides to something like that and a ton of potential advantages for America.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin, the opinions of a new generation. Get the MP for your podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Bill of Rights is a term for the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, limiting the federal government's power and preserving the rights of the people. Each day, we gradually lose these rights that we are entitled to. We need to take a stand to let the government know that we are tired of losing these rights. Today, you can take this stand. Express your beliefs by wearing a new and innovative t-shirt available only through GCN. Each shirt is black with a redesign of the famous Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag located on the front of the shirt. On the back is the Bill of Rights, printed in bold white text. Each shirt is $22 shipped to you and only $15 for each additional shirt. PayPal users, please send payment to liberties77@yahoo.com. That's LIBERTEES77@yahoo.com. For questions, call 479-774-8264. That's 479-774-8264. For additional information, including images of this shirt, please visit www.gcnlive.com today.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient, deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live.
Again, that's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site totally free, including the bulletin board system. Over 125,000 posts. Over 1,200 people are interacting there. It's a lot of fun. You'll find serious issues being discussed. Fun stuff as well. It's all there at bbs.freetalklive.com. That gets you right to it. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. www.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. We're going back to Scott from utnow.com. Scott, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Spectacular.
Hey, so the reason I brought you on the show tonight was not for a plug fest for UT Now, which, again, I did enjoy, and I think that's, you know, it's obviously a factor. But the reason I brought you on was to just sort of talk about this idea of new methods for delivering content to listeners and to viewers and people that are interested in getting their hands on this information. I think that it's important to know, for people out there listening who think that I'm just, there's a certain section of our audience that really thinks that I'm sort of heroic for doing what I do. I do this this radio show. It's about liberty. We talk about freedom, and it's rare. There's not really any other show like it. There's some radio shows that call themselves libertarians, but we all know that they're not really. I'm not sure if you're aware of any of this, Scott, as far as these radio shows that are out there, but really what I've done isn't that spectacular. I've just actually gone and done it. I've gotten myself in behind a microphone. I've taken the time. I've taken the years that it takes to get it done. It's not something, what we're doing here at Free Talk Live and what you're doing with UT Now isn't something that's out of the reach of anyone these days. I mean, not only is it financially within people's reach, but it's just something that anyone can do with a little bit of practice. And I think that I just want to encourage more people who want to get their message out to just do it.
It just takes a few minutes, and with things like we said earlier, with things like YouTube, it finally took the bandwidth cost and it just put it all together into one community where it's not like you're a URL sitting out in just a barren wasteland. If I was just UT Now, for example, or you were just Free Talk Live, and there wasn't any kind of a community around it, the chances of anyone finding it are slim to none. But with inventions like YouTube and like just this new technology, it's just bringing everybody together and almost putting a spotlight on the people who have content to produce.
Yes.
And it's well within the reach.
And if the content is worth listening to, the content is worth watching, then it naturally spreads on its own. So if people stumble across it and say, hey, this stuff's good, I'm telling my friends about it, and then all of a sudden you get 25 new listeners, and that leads to 200 new listeners or 200 new viewers. And if you're not out creating the content, then there's no way you're going to get the viewers or the listeners.
That is extremely true. The couch potato gets no attention.
Well, not that I'm trying to really encourage too much competition for Free Talk Live. I just wanted to make it clear that you and I are not really that unusual. We're just guys doing something that anybody else can really do if they want to. Mark, you're sort of sitting here observing.
Well, I'm waiting for him to talk about. Go ahead.
I'm a 23-year-old. I graduated college. It was civil engineering. It's not anything that has to do with radio and television. It's not as though I had any background that led me to this. I don't know what your background is.
Well, I've been doing radio for 9 years, but hey, you know.
Okay, well,
whatever.
You had to start somewhere, you know, and it's just something you got to do, or not, whichever.
Could you expand a little on the I'm a conservative living a frustrated life in a Republican household?
I was going to go back to that. Yeah, good question.
We are touching on my inspiration right here. I 90% of the things that I talk about on the UT Now shows are responses to conversations that I've had either with my parents or with relatives. Kind of hard to describe, and it's infuriating at times. And obviously, I get along with my family very well, and I don't paint that picture. But like any good American family, we argue about just about everything, including politics. And I find most of the time, from the Republican side of things, my experience, and at least with my family, is that the Republican right now in this country is veering towards, I don't want to say dangerously because that's alarmist and all that, but it's just veering towards a lack of, I'm completely at a loss for words.
fascist totalitarianism, that's how we see it veering, at least how I feel it's going.
It's not a good thing. We need both. We need both sides, and we need both of them to be in check. There's something to be said for the right, and there's something to be said for the left, and any time either of them are left out of check, it's just not a good combination of factors.
I'm frustrated as a Republican all my life. I'm frustrated with the fact that the Republicans, the party of small government, have grown the government so much. George Bush grew it more than Clinton did in his first 3 years, and Clinton had eight. So, they told me that it was a party of small government. Well, I can see that that's not the case. And I think the American people are a little put off by that, too, as evidenced by the clamor for Democrats back. I don't think that I'm not no friend to Democrats by any stretch of the imagination. But
yeah, we don't think the right or the left is the answer. And you said there's something to be said for both sides. And I think that if you really wanted to sort of boil that down, what could be said is that in some cases, and I'm being very general here, in some cases the left is more pro-freedom on social issues and the right is more pro-freedom on economic issues, which is why the libertarian movement, the pro-liberty movement, takes the best of both worlds, and we say we want freedom, we want liberty in both social and economic arenas. And I would recommend, if you have not yet actually looked into it, I think you sound like a natural libertarian.
Well, I guess I should take a look. I've had some background. Obviously, you know, you go to college for more than a year, and you're going to hear about a lot of different things. But, I completely agree with you for the most part. That's all that can be said for it. I think another part of what's really bringing this country down right now, and it's going to come back, this is going to sound like rhetoric, it's the partisan bickering. It's driving me up the wall. But neither side, and this is politicians excluded, neither side of this argument of, you know, who's in control of the future of this country. Neither side wanted to destroy the United States, except for maybe, you know, the people who are actually in power. The average person just want what is best for this country. Obviously, both sides have different opinions about what that should be, and for whatever reason, we take the alarmist stance that, well, if they think they're right, or if they end up in power, they're just going to destroy the country, and they want to destroy the country. That's almost what it's become, and that's...
Well, they don't want to destroy the country, but unfortunately, they don't realize that what they're doing is destroying the country, both of them, both the Democrats and the Republicans. And the reason why it's destroying the country is very simple. What they don't get is that when you try to use force on other people, it backfires. And that's something that is the basis of libertarianism, and that is that we don't believe that you should use initiate, at least, force on others, period. And if we could only get that message out there more effectively to more people that consider themselves Democrat and Republican and say, wake up, you've got a false choice in front of you here. It's not just Democrat and Republican. These guys are arguing over which direction to take big government. Nobody's out there saying we need to get government small again. And that's what we're doing here on Free Talk Live. And Scott from UT Now, really appreciate you having you on. And maybe we'll talk to you again in the future. In fact, hang on. I want to get you off the air for just a moment. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. On the way, anti-drug war ads, or pro-drug war, actually.
Have you been noticing that something is different in the world today? Nostradamus said that at the turn of the last century, things would reverse, that good would become bad and bad would become good, that there would be a crossover and we would enter the apocalypse. You cannot deny that his words have come to pass. What does this mean for us? Jerry Vanno has written a book entitled The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. He explains mysteries that have been kept from the masses by the ruling powers about our origin and purpose for being, and about the apocalyptic time we live in and the results in the year 2012. You can get the book on the internet at Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble. It can be bought in paperback, ebook, and talking book. The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. Visit Jerry Vanno's homepage at www.gvano.com. Again, that's www.gvano.com.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycoside NS.
What's Mycoside NS?
Mycocide NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It works great for Dan. He had the worst looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycocide NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycocide NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycocide definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycocide NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NVC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up anything. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. Again, that's 800-259-9231. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we have live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version as well. Both of them are totally free at freetalklive.com.
If you have to if you've had your fill of the two main political parties, you need to sample a little common sense with Dan Carlin. It's a politics and current events podcast from a truly politically independent viewpoint. Many of Dan's listeners are also FTL fans, so there's a good chance you'll like what you hear. Download the MP3 or podcast from iTunes or go to dancarlin.com. That's dancarlin.com.
So I said I made a mistake when we were going out to break. I said we had anti-drug war ads. In fact, no, we've got something about pro-drug war ads to talk about. Mark, what is it?
It's an article by Jacob Solom on thinkprogress.com. A government accountability office report on research tracking and the impact of the federal government's $1.2 billion anti-drug ad campaign.
Oh, is that all?
Concludes that the evaluation provides credible evidence that the campaign was not effective in reducing youth drug use.
Hmm.
Either during the entire period of the campaign, that's 1998 to 2004, or during the period from 2002 to 2004 when the campaign was redirected and focused on marijuana use.
Hmm.
The GAO adds that the exposure to the advertisements generally did not leave youth to disapprove of using drugs and may have promoted perceptions among exposed youth that others' drug use was normal. Westat's evaluation indicates that the exposure to the campaign did not prevent initiation of marijuana use and had no effect in curtailing current marijuana users' use. Despite
if anything, it had the effect of making people laugh.
Despite youth recall and a favorable assessment of the advertisements, so that the kids remembered. They liked the ads. It just didn't do anything. Which, that's one of the problems with like the Super Bowl ads that often come out is some of the complaints in that arena is these ads are very memorable, but they don't necessarily cause people to use those products. So they're great branding ads, but
what a lot of advertising is, though.
But understood, and it's a great thing if you're branding your soft drink. But why does the DEA need to brand itself? It's not like they have competition.
Right.
They need to get people to, quote-unquote, buy their product or get them to do something.
I see what you're saying. Whereas Budweiser or one of the other advertisers is looking to just bang their name into people's heads with repetition frequency, these guys, the DEA, the ONDCP, it's not going to be effective. They're not selling a product at all. They're trying to dissuade someone from doing it.
They are the only product, which is, you know, drug prohibition. And what they need to do is get people not to use the product. So it's like Budweiser advertising beer. Drink beer. Beer is great. So, you know, what kind of success will they have there? Girls prancing around in bikinis does help in selling anything. And perhaps it would be in getting people not to use drugs, too. I don't know, but maybe they should try that. I think most importantly is, in fact, during some periods and for some subgroups, exposure to the ads was significantly associated with an increased tendency to smoke pot.
Wow.
Meanwhile, the Partnership for a Drug-Free America, which...
That ad makes me want to pick up a joint and smoke it.
Which initially produced ads for the campaign, but parted ways with the Office of National Drug Control Policy in the later years, insists that anti-drug advertising works, citing that...
Wait, who's insisting?
This is the...
The
partnership.
ONDCP?
No, the Partnership.
Oh, the Partnership.
Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Which is, by the way, funded by the tobacco and alcohol companies. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. Anyway, it says advertising works, citing that a growing body of evidence upon closer examination. However, this evidence consists almost entirely of post hoc ergo prompter hoc assertions. I don't know what those words mean. They're Latin. Yeah, the Latin for crappy assertions.
Post. I know what post means. After. Go ahead.
But what do you expect from an organization that recently bragged about its ironic and unintentionally comic, this is your brain on drugs spot, saying that the fried egg TV message was so popular that it was satirized and spoofed on T-shirts, record labels, posters, and even on Saturday Night Live. If they're mocking us, we must be getting it through to them. So,
wow. How ignorant. No, they're mocking you because your ads are totally ineffective.
Right.
Because everybody that sees them thinks they're stupid. And laughs at them. Even high school kids. I mean, high school kids know better. They know their friends are... By the time you're 16, you've got friends that are smoking marijuana. And at that point, you find out that it's not as bad as they say it is. And then when you see these ludicrous television advertisements, it's just even more absurd. I need to go to the phones. We've got Reb on the line in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Reb.
Good to talk to you. Just wanted to tell you about this drug thing. It was to promote these psychotropics. That's what started all that.
Wait, what? You're saying they're intentionally promoting psychotropic drugs?
Oh, because they're the antidote to this stupid controlled hallucinogens. And when they started out in the early 60s, it was a program, what we call the people with the badges, those losers would come into the Caucasian areas, where there never was any use of the controlled hallucinogens, and they'd spread them around.
Wait a minute, what are you talking about? You're saying that the cops spread around hallucinogens back in the 60s?
Exactly right.
How is it that you know that?
Well, they didn't have a problem till they showed up. They started in the high schools in the early 60s, and it was a progression. Now they're into the grade schools and other places.
There are no hallucinogens in grade schools. Nobody was selling acid when I was in elementary school, at least not that I was aware of, and I would think the word would have spread fairly quick. Based on what? What are you basing this claim on? It's a pretty outrageous claim that the police actually got people to take hallucinogens, and why did you specify that it was Caucasians? What's that have to do with anything?
Because it was unheard of in that section. They used to have segregation in a lot of places around North America. And mostly, if somebody heard of this loco weed, we thought the cows chewed it or something. People didn't know what the heck that was.
You're talking about in the 60s?
50s, even.
The 50s.
And these people, they had people called the beat men. they were stupid and they had these little goatees and they played bogos or something. They were, read poetry a lot, and those are the ones that were forerunners of the world Bolsheviks and probably the neocons today.
With their goatees and their bogos. That's right.
So wait a minute. You're telling me that white people didn't know what drugs were until the cops came in and introduced them? I mean, that's just ludicrous, man.
Actually, it was in a movie called The Godfather where they actually...
Well, you can't base reality off of what The Godfather does.
That was just an example. But
well, marijuana usage has gone back far beyond, far before the 50s, and people of all colors, white, black, and orange, everybody has been involved, I mean, has been close to, at least a lot of people have been close to drug use. I think it's ludicrous to suggest that nothing was going on until the 60s and the cops came in and spread it around. What are you talking about?
It wasn't an epidemic. There's a difference. If it was used, it was in the closet. All the things that were out of sight and not discussed, and then all of a sudden it just...
And your suggestion is it was the police, and what was their motive?
So that they could build a base for total neurosis, psychosis, and then they could...
Sir, do you know anything about LSD?
I think that it has something to do with the orange people that you were talking about and their goatees and their bogos.
It was below the rocks at the bottom of the ocean. They scraped it off, and they made that lysergic acid. That's what I...
Okay, there.
It was the armies.
Wow, you are just...
You think they got LSD from
a rock
at the bottom of the ocean? I'm not sure that that's true.
I mean, no, sir.
They
actually,
got
Dr. Albert Hoffman discovered LSD. It was totally accidental. And no, it did not come from a rock off the bottom of the ocean. It just shows that you really don't know what you're talking about, Reb. Why come on and act as though you know what it is you're talking about?
Aspirin comes from tree sap. I don't know which tree.
Great. That's good information. Thanks for the call, Reb. 800-259-9231. I really wanted to know.
Got a headache? Suck on a tree.
I really wanted to know. I mean, why? What? Where is this coming from? I mean, was he just totally fantasizing all of this?
It sounds like he got some of that stuff off the bottom of the rock, rock at the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah. Put the rock back. Go home.
800. You and the orange people.
1-800-259-9231. More's on the way here. Also, in other drug news, guess where they found some marijuana plants, Mark?
One of the White House?
One of the least likely places. We'll share it with you on the way. Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or a mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Coming this August through October, the Models of Excellence series, airing on CNN and the Discovery Channel, will be featuring segments on innovative home-based business solutions. Many companies were considered, But only one company made the final cut. The company that was chosen above and beyond the rest is the same company that you've been hearing about for months here on GCN. www.didyourobbillgates.com. This home-based business has changed the lives of many people worldwide by allowing economic freedom never thought possible. Through a combination of advanced technology and professional follow-up conducted by an in-house staff, all of the prospecting, presenting, and personal follow-up is done for you. Seem too good to be true? Well, think again. Check your local listings for CNN and the Discovery Channel special on this great program and see for yourself what a life-changing experience this can be. Would you like more information right now? Just visit www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how easy it is to start today.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. And apparently there's no knowledge required to actually call into Free Talk Live. You can call in and just make stuff up about how they scraped LSD off of the tops of sea rocks or something like that. Underwater, thousands of leagues below the sea. 1-800-259-9231. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All kinds of great stuff is there, and it's all totally free. And by the way, the pre-order phase at the Free Talk Live store going on as we speak. It ends at the end of the month, though we're concerned. Because we have to make it to a certain amount before we can actually go through with the ordering process, and I think we're at about $600 below the amount that we need to be at. So I need to promote something. I need to promote our DVD sets, which are just a fantastic value. If you haven't been an amplifier, for instance, and you haven't been getting the classic archives, if you order the DVD set, you get it all at once. You get season 1 and 2, the original local days of Free Talk Live, all of the three local talk stations that we were on in the past. You get all of those archives in high quality, not the low-ish quality that we've been giving out via the amplifier subscriptions. You get it all in high quality. You get a few bonuses in there as well. It's a 6-DVD set, and you get a pre-order discount of over 7% right now. So if you go to store.freetalklive.com, if you want to hear the history of Free Talk Live and all of the classic moments that we've been through.
And it's a nice little set.
It really is a nice set. And there's more stuff, too, hats and T-shirts and everything. We need you to place your pre-order within the next few days at store.freetalklive.com. Again, that's store.freetalklive.com. Let's talk to John in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ina Mark. Hello, John.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hey, when you said that there's no knowledge required to call the show, I thought you were doing a segue into my call.
No. What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, I just wanted to respond to this thing with the drug ads. I'm not quite sure. I didn't follow all what this other fellow was talking about and his areas and all that. I just give you my personal thing about growing up. The anti-drug films in the school, which were intended to frighten us, made drugs, to me, look rather interesting.
Really?
Maybe what the fellow was trying to talk about pushing drugs. I think there are a lot of things that I considered doing when watching those films because they were interesting. I would not have considered until much later. I also took it upon myself to find out, you know, there might be some things that were very dangerous. There might be some things I would never, ever want to do, but I might want to experiment because some of the stuff looked really, really cool.
Wow, so you're saying that watching these anti-drug films back when you were in school was really more of an inspiration to you to actually try them out than anything else?
Well, they might have been doing things like with the psychedelic things, like it was supposed to be really, you know, scary that you could have these psychological, artistic is what I looked at it as. They might have been playing Hendrix lead guitar or whatever as music. I don't really recall the specifics. But I'm thinking today the messages are very, very dry, the PSA announcements, and the youth of today might be looking at it like, you know, this is just Big Brother telling us we're looking over your shoulder and we're coming after you. And maybe the youth are responding by thinking, as I did, yeah, and you goons shouldn't be putting people in jail for being artistic and trying to experiment. We're not harming anyone. Leave us the hell alone.
Yeah, I don't think kids are stupid. I think they realize that there's a lot of hot air being blown with this this whole war on drugs, especially in the promotions, especially in the ads. And when they remember a couple of years ago, they were really pushing this. Well, if you smoke a joint, you're supporting terrorism. This whole line, come on.
Yeah, well, the war on drugs. If there's any truth to that whatsoever, the fact that it's illegal would be supporting the terrorists because
that's
black market.
That much may be true, but it was just the asinine way that they put the messages together that really were just, it really made it even more laughable.
Ian, the truth of the matter, whether we can laugh at it or not, the fact that it's in a black market, if it were legal, then the money would be up and above board.
Absolutely.
When it's illegal, then that's the most opportunity. In fact, I think it's always interesting to look where we have covert wars in this country. And to see that the drugs from that particular area, and I'll use the 1980s as an example, when there was a covert war down in Nicaragua, and the U.S. Secret government, it was illegal by Congress's standards, but the CIA and such were bringing drugs down, bringing guns down into that country.
Mm-hmm.
How do they pay for those guns? Do you think that those planes are coming back empty? There was a guy named Bill Clinton in Arkansas at the time. He was the governor, and that's where the headquarters of cocaine coming into this country was at the time.
Yeah, I've heard some of those allegations, and there's some interesting evidence to back it up.
Right, and I haven't. I don't know this as a personal fact. I'm just going on what I hear. But it seems to me that if we're bringing guns into where we're having covert operations, and we've done covert operations in other places, sometimes where, you know, in that case it was cocaine that was the native plant, and other times there's been heroin. So when you see the covert war going on, and now all of a sudden you see heroin on the increase, doesn't it make you wonder, how are they paying for some of these guns? Are they bringing it in onto our streets? It's kind of conspiracy theory stuff.
It is a little bit, though. To be fair,
common sense stuff too.
There has been some research done, and Gary Webb was somebody that did a lot of research into this. I forget what his book was called, but he did some real heavy duty journalistic research, and essentially connected the crack cocaine connection with the CIA, and I mean, there's all kinds of underground dirty stuff going on behind the scenes, and it's all a direct result of the fact that it's illegal. I mean, the fact that it's illegal means that people who are in power have an extra access. They have more trust. They have more access to these sorts of things.
They also have an interest in doing it because there's black operations that go on. I guess the point of my call, just to get back to it, is that I think these so-called public service announcements may, in fact, be doing what they did to me as a kid, far in advance of where I might have thought of these issues, whether I was interested or not. It wouldn't have even occurred to me.
Interesting
suggestion.
They were
putting films in front of me and saying, dude, look how interesting this is.
Great point.
That's what our article said, that there was a certain subculture, they called it, a subset of students that saw these films and smoked more pot as a result.
Yep. John, thanks for the call,
personal
man. We appreciate it, sir.
It happens.
Very good. Thanks. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Sean in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, Ian. How you doing, bud?
Hey, what's happening, Sean?
Not too much. Just hanging out down here in Arizona. Hey, I was reading that article from the Government Accountability Office in USA Today, and one of the things that I got from it was that they're going to present their findings sometime later on and ask for an additional $20 billion extra or $20 million extra?
Oh, I don't know. I don't have the article in front of me. That's Mark's article, so I don't know. $20 million, I'm not sure. Sounds. I'd guess billion.
I think they were using that those findings as, okay, what they're spending now is not working, so we need more money next year.
On the drug ad campaign?
Yes.
$1.2 billion.
$1.2 billion. That's what it is. Okay, yeah. And the other thing I wanted to say there was, there's a huge problem in America when you can walk into pretty much any gas station or liquor store, buy a 40-ouncer of tequila, go home that night, down the entire 40-ouncer, die of alcohol poisoning, and not break one single law.
Yeah, it's
God forbid, should you roll up a marijuana cigarette and smoke it, and you're considered a criminal.
It's amazing, isn't it?
You know, right, you're not going to smoke yourself to death.
No, you can't.
I have a neighbor on my street who, my wife has a tendency to check the, she used to work for a drug treatment facility, so she worked with a lot of patients who have a tendency to get arrested, and she checks on them on a pretty regular basis. So she looks at the arrests online in town, and she saw our neighbor got arrested for pot possession.
Mm.
This guy's 60, yeah, maybe 55, something like that. He's got a family, two kids, wife. They live right. They live, you know, on the street with me. They're good folks, and.
He's not. He's a criminal.
To think that, you know, like, he's been given this kind of trouble here.
Corrupting the youth.
Over, I don't know what the circumstances are. I haven't talked to him about it.
Probably pulled over, caught him with a joint or something.
I don't know. It's just so awful to think that he's, you know, this nice guy has this trouble and this nonsense. Oh, man, he's probably arrested by some cop who smoked pot once in his life,
too. Probably took it and smoked it. Probably took the pot and smoked it for himself.
Right. Incredibly hypocritical.
It's amazing. Sean, is this ever going to stop? Is this war on drugs ever going to come to an end?
I would like to see it come to an end, but as far as I can see right now, I don't see it happening unless the Libertarian Party takes power. I just don't see it happening with the Republicans. I don't see it happening with the Democrats. I mean, we've heard over and over DEA agents and people who profit from the war on drugs continually say, no, don't end the war on drugs yet. I still have to put my child through college.
Yeah, exactly right, Sean. Thanks for the call, man. Hour number two is on the way. Still, got to tell you where the pot plants were growing. You might be able to guess. It's an unusual place. That's coming up. Your calls as well about whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.